sexuality. Thank you all for tuning in this evening. My name is Kat, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Stacey Love. And as a reminder, be sure to listen in at the beginning of each show when a four-minute Mother Mary sound healing will be transmitted. Additionally, listeners will be taken on a magical metaphysical wild ride of what the bleep moments, along with captivating, thought-provoking topics that will bring you on a spiritual path of self-exploration and discovery. Also, spiritual tools and techniques and interactive how-to practices will add to your own spiritual toolbox with the intent of raising your vibration and tap into your subconscious mind where all things are possible. As promised, DC and I will share what the bleep moments and an oracle card reading for the collective will be pulled at the end of the show. Just quickly will tell you I am a jack of all trades in a nutshell. I am a natural born empath, clairvoyant. I've been seeing Mother Mary and angels from a very, very young age. I'm a vessel for divine healing. And in doing energy medicine, I use visualization and meditation as a very powerful modality to achieve positive outcomes. I'm a spiritual, shamanic, and holistic health and wellness life coach as well, to name a few. You see?
Yes, thank you, Kat. Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. I'd like to say it's such an honor to be here. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a spirit soul healer. But the really cool thing is how I acquired some of my education. It was done while I slept at night. As I was sleeping, I was attending schools of higher learning. I went to heaven several times. And I acquired the knowledge that I have gained to help myself and also to help others. And it's really funny because they say if you snooze, you lose. Well, that certainly was not true in my case. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels. Every now and then, my beautiful fur baby, Ginger, she's one of my, you know, my furry guides. She and Joan Rivers will pop in too. So I am just so blessed to be here and to share, you know, all that I've learned and have such a fascinating mixture of divine source that work with me. So that, in fact, is my, that's my bio. That's enough, I think. And with that being said, Kat, I'd like to go forward and start with the Mother Mary sound healing.
Perfect.
Thank you.
about that. We're having a storm here, Kat, and it's affecting my transmission. It did it a couple of times, but when it first started, you and I, we had Mother Mary's, she held each of our hands, and she pulled us upward into a column of light.
Oh, my God. I saw the same thing. She held, we were holding hands. And
Yes, upward in the column of light. Yeah.
That is just so,
unbelievable.
It's amazing. It's just
amazing
to me. That we
think as well, the energy between us is getting stronger, and it did affect a little bit of, you know, the frequency of the healing we're sending because we are getting stronger, you know? With that being said, I want to continue on and tell everyone that, you know, how the Mother Mary channeled, the beautiful Mother Mary, Sacred Rose, channeled healing came about. So Kat and I connected with a beautiful friend of hers who was in hospice care at the time. And it was 3 a.m. in the morning, and we astral traveled, the three of us, together to heaven. And we connected with Mother Mary. She walked with us on this magnificent beach where, you know, I saw beautiful, beautiful frothy white waves and amazing sand. And then Mother Mary walked into the water, and it began to, you know, to cover her blue dress. But we stood there in amazement because she never got wet. I then began to channel this beautiful sacred rose healing as we walked with Mother Mary along the beach, and I realized that this was the eternal beach of heaven, and it was the perfect atmosphere, of course, to release what no longer serves us. But my channeling, you know, was synchronistic with Kat's beautifully channeled message to her friend, where she mentioned sacred gardens with beautiful flowers that nourish our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And at this point, Mother Mary gave the three of us a sacred red rose, which she placed within our hearts. And as you listen to the channeling, you too will have an opportunity to have a beautiful sacred red rose placed within your heart by Mother Mary as well. All you have to do is say yes. And I just want to explain that, you know, healing does not have to take a lot of time. And this beautiful channeled healing is significant. It's a tool that is very powerful, and it addresses all issues. You yourself can, you know, you can read it for a family member to help them with their healing process, or you too can gift it to a friend. So Mother Mary wants each of you to know that she's heard your prayers. She knows the suffering that you've endured, and she's asking, you know, to please trust in her and her divine healing abilities. So we're now going to release and let go of all that no longer serves us, including cellular memory, emotional wounds inflicted on you as a child, limitations, ancestral roots that need healing, and pain that has traveled through family lines. You can sit or lie comfortably, but please close your eyes and slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time, slowly breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Now envision a beautiful, sacred red rose filled with unconditional love being placed within your heart by Mother Mary. As you breathe, imagine your breath going directly into your heart. And as you continue to breathe, this beautiful sacred red rose begins to bloom. And as it does, it brings with it heavenly blessings. These are blessings that are filled with divine healing, trust, and courage. And they will help you with whatever circumstances you are facing. You now take a moment and place your intentions into this beautiful sacred rose. As you're doing this, you feel a beautiful warmth upon your body as divine love and light fills every fiber of your being. This beautiful energy connects with every cell in our bodies and brings healing wherever it is needed. You feel Mother Mary holding you in her heavenly embrace as she continues to fill your entire being with this divine and loving energy, which also heals any situation you are concerned about. This amazing healing will continue to take place on all levels, physical, emotional, spiritual, and even on a soul's level, until all healing is complete. You will feel Mother Mary's divine essence within your heart, knowing that you have unlimited divine resources that are within your sacred rose. And these resources are available to you when needed. Mother Mary's divine healing has no limitations. It can go wherever love can go. And as we know, love heals all wounds and it removes all obstacles. And Mother Mary is saying to each of us, I love you. With that being said, she's also saying, my beloved children, I am standing with each of you at this moment. Some of you may have trouble understanding what you cannot see, but please have faith because I am with you right now and I will remain by your side. Whatever you are needing, just ask. I will guide and protect each of you. Please do not be afraid. I will encourage and support you as you go forward through life's challenges. And there are changes coming. You must believe that these changes are for your highest good. Release the despair and the doubt that have caused such heaviness within your sacred hearts. It is time, beloveds, to give birth to the dreams you thought would not be possible. Keep going in the direction of your dreams. You will have all the spiritual support you are needing. This is a time of rebirth. Connect with the spiritual blessings that I have placed within the sacred heart, within the sacred rose of your heart. Beloveds, you are on the cusp of a new life, and I love you, Mother Mary. And Kat, I forgot to, tell our listeners that our beautiful show, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, is one of many. We also have another show, Angel Answers, and there is Enter the Light, and we also have another one, and I'm trying to think of what the name of the other one is. Do you remember the name of the other one, Kat? Oh, Enter the Light, right? So there's so many beautiful shows, and just check out, Blog Talk, Sacred Embers, and be sure to just, see what shows around because you can have some guidance, more than one time, a week. And I think our teams are really phenomenal, and every team does an amazing job.
They do. They're all great shows.
Okay, so can you give us a little bit of your testimonies?
Mother Mary Town Healing, if I can start there. We had done a Mother Mary Sound Healing over my tooth because I was supposed to have surgery on it. And I remember my GPS would not take me there to the dentist's office, and I'm thinking, what the heck? Like, it was turning away, and it kept doing it to the point where I shut it off, and I found my way there. And I'm sitting in the dentist chair with, the gas on, and came in. She said, what are you here for? I said, well, I didn't make the appointment. He's going to build up my tooth. And so she's like, I don't see it. And I was like, oh, okay. So he comes in. And this oral surgeon has been in business, honestly, for like 30 years. And he said to me, he looked in my mouth, he said, I don't know what to say. I've never seen this in my entire practice, but your tooth has healed itself. And
I didn't need the surgery. So that was amazing. And then another testimony I can give is the healing continued because I was about a month after that I went away, and I had this retainer until June, right? And so as soon as I got to where I was going, it would not fit my mouth. And so I'm panicking because I'm thinking, what was happening, right? Why won't it fit in my mouth? So, but then I quickly got over it, and I thought there's nothing I can do. So I dealt with it, but I did make an emergency appointment when I got back. So when I get in there, he said, to fix it, it's just because your tooth is continuing to heal. So it was healing even more while I, like, that month. And that's why the retainer didn't fit in my mouth. So that was another one that was pretty amazing. And then we did, DC and I did two healings on a friend of mine who was placed in hospice and cancer. And the two healings that we did, I was holding her, like hugging her both times. And so I hadn't seen her for a while, and I went over, and she hadn't been out of bed in weeks and weeks, like several, 6 weeks, something like that. So when I get over there, not only did she get up for the first time, it was a beautiful day, and we went outside, and we sat there. She can't really walk. She has a walker or stand too long, but she sat there for 5 hours, and it's on to the point where even when it got a little chilly, I said, do you want to go inside? And she said, no, if you could just bring a blanket out. And so we talked, and she was alert. She has a port where she was taking chemotherapy, but the port gives her the medicine. So technically she should have either been really sleepy or at least loopy, but it was like, she was just her old self. So we go inside, I'll never forget it. She said to me, I need to tell you something. She said, I feel like, because we went to her higher self, because at the time we did the healing, she was in and out of both worlds. So we did this to her higher self, and I saw, it was just very emotional. But what I can tell you is that she felt the hugs. She said something, I felt hugs, two of them. And that was me hugging her and Mother Mary's sound healing. So that was really a beautiful moment when I heard that. She continues to, her birthday was, we were wondering if she would make it to her birthday. She did. We went to her house and did the whole birthday thing. It was wonderful. And then, like I said, she continues to just do well. I mean, there's some days that, the medicine does, make her go to sleep, but she continues to thrive, and she's now off hospice. So that's the continued healing of these Mother Mary's Town healings. So the rest is really, yet to be written, right? And then there was another testimony. There's another testimony with my mom, and she had fallen on her knees. Now, she has two broken, she has hardware in both of her knees. She had two knee replacements. And
we were, she was told by the doctor that she, because of, you know, the swelling and whatnot, that she would have to have, she broke the hardware. And that would have been, like, devastating because she just probably wouldn't have done it. And but anyway, so we're in the hospital for, like, 10, 12 hours. It was crazy. And so we finally get back there, and the doctor comes in. DC had her hand, right, on her knee. You could actually feel it. Right, DC?
Yes. I felt your mom's knees, but it was Mother Mary touching her.
It was Mother Mary touching her. Yes. And so.
But I could feel it, yeah.
Right. And so, anyway, the doctor comes in and said there was nothing broken. Well, this was just like, oh, my goodness. We did this, the Mother Mary healing, right? So she, Mother Mary came in and she healed her there. And then after that, she did have some tears in her ligaments and whatnot. And she was put on just, it was a really inconvenient protocol of, you know, keeping her legs elevated and for, you know, like 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. And it was really, she had to get the compression socks and like it was not an easy thing for her to do. And she had to do this several times a day. So long story short, it was very inconvenient for her and painful. But then she went to, so this is what she was told to do. So she goes to her orthopedic surgeon the next day, and he said, no, you don't have to do that because we did another healing, right? And he said, no, you can just keep your foot elevated for, you know, for a week, and then you'll be done with that. So continued healing, and again, there was no break at all. So that was, and then she said recently, she said she had, she's feeling pain in her neck. So we did a Mother Mary healing, down healing, and when she went to the doctor, she found out that she had broken her collarbone. With that, the doctor did the MRI, I believe it was, X-ray, whatever, and found that that collarbone had been healing. It was already healing. It was on its way. So that was just another testimony to the power of what Mother Mary Jesus is doing right now. And it's just so clear that these healings are happening. You know, that was just, you know, amazing. You know, so that was, so there's a few testimonies there for the Mother Mary healing.
Really beautiful. And Kat, I have to say, we connected and we did the Mother Mary sound healing on you, and it was 2 days later that you went to the dentist.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, like truly that, incredible. I mean, truly, truly incredible.
It was, truly,
also
I,
have
it
to,
was truly.
Yeah, but the funnier part of it, I mean, like, there was a funny part because they gave you, what did they give you, laughing gas before the dentist came in?
It did. And I said, can I just stay here? You know, they're like, yes, just stay as long as you want. You know, just,
and they didn't charge you for the laughing gas.
They didn't charge me for anything, yeah. So it just, it's, yeah.
Which was,
and I'm not laughing through it. It just makes me, like, be able
but
to.
But, I mean, like, being able to, you know, use your GPS to get there because you didn't need to go there. I mean, that was incredible.
Yes, Spirit was telling me I didn't need to get a turnaround.
Yeah,
really,
I mean,
amazing.
That was incredible. With your mom, we did like the one Mother Mary healing, and then you told me, you know, she's going very early in the morning to get a second opinion, and I got up at 4 a.m., and when I connected with Mother Mary and did another sound healing, of course, 4 o'clock in the morning, it's not light out, and I looked up in the sky, and the sky was a beautiful color blue, and there was a golden star in the sky.
That's right.
And I showed the picture to a friend, and she said, that's Jesus, and that's what I felt. So your mom was just, like, really divinely protected, and I know she had mentioned, you know, like at her age, she didn't want to face any operations and go through all of this. And
no.
Thank goodness, you know, with Mother Mary, you know, and Jesus being with us, you know, she didn't have to do that, which is, I think it's truly, truly incredible. But I have to say that I've been doing the Mother Mary sound healing now for years. I have connected with some people and I've shared it with them. But it wasn't really until, you know, Kat and I, like, connected that Mother Mary asked me to share it with everyone, you know, which is really, really beautiful. And I myself have had so many beautiful healings with the Mother Mary sound healing. And I did connect with Mother Mary in 2008, and I was in my bedroom, and we stood only inches apart, and she looked into my eyes. But I knew she was looking beyond my eyes, and she was looking into my soul. We stood there for a few minutes, and it did feel like an eternity. No words were ever spoken, but at that point, I knew that my life changed forever. And that's when people would look at me and say, you have my mother's eyes. At first, you know, I said, oh, that's nice, you know, but then after a while, you know, you begin to question this because everyone that was saying this was from a different ethnic origin. They had different color eyes. And then, you know, the light bulb finally went on, like, wow, they're seeing Mother Mary through my eyes. And she's been my loving guide, you know, since that time. And that's one of the ways that, you know, people can connect with Mother Mary as well is through the eyes reading. And what I, you know, what we do is I get a picture of people's eyes, and then when I look at it, Mother Mary actually comes in, and she gives, you know, the people the guidance they are needing at the time. And as I'm doing this, you know, oftentimes the beautiful scent of, you know, the red roses or her holy oil, the myrrh, comes in as well. And it, too, brings healing. So I just feel so blessed that we, too, are sharing our connection, Kat, with Mother Mary. But I have to say I did forget at the beginning. I didn't do the channeled message from Mother Mary and Jesus. So I want to say to everyone that Jesus and Mother Mary are present right now. And as Kat and I connect with each other, and we connect and we're doing these shows, their presence is getting stronger and stronger. And so many more healing miracles are occurring. So many people are being healed physically and spiritually of, you know, different kinds of medical conditions. And they want to tell each of you right now, you have the permission right now to be healed. All you have to do is say, I receive. And Jesus and Mother Mary are sending healing. It's coming right through the airwaves. And you just have to have faith and believe. And we're going to thank Jesus and Mother Mary. And I'm hearing that some of you are holding on to fear with an illness you may have. Declare that you have perfect health. We command any and all illnesses to go in the mighty names of Jesus and Mother Mary, and you are healed. Psalms 24:7 tells us to lift up our heads and open up your living gateways, and let the King of Glory come in, the Lord who is strong and mighty in battle. Jesus is the King of Glory. And he's saying, you're not alone, beloveds. You don't have to carry sickness. You're not called to carry defeat or depression either. I declare the miracles and the power of God flow right where you are, and that you receive an impartation of miracles, you know, for what you are needing at this moment. And just be open to receiving. And Mother Mary is saying, beloved children, I, Mother Mary, I'm here right now with each of you. And many of you have been asking for miracles. Please never give up hope or stop believing. You must believe in the unexplainable mysteries that life holds. Beloved children, give glory to God for all things. Anything is possible, and God is real. You are being divinely guided at this moment. One must have faith and know that prayer is powerful. When you pray, believe that your prayers have been answered. You are surrounded as well by angels, and they carry your request to heaven. Allow my love and my light to guide you as well. Our hearts connect and they beat as one. Feel your heart overflowing with my love and the sacredness of life. Breathe deeply and accept the healing that is occurring. Beloveds, your prayers are always answered, although at times they may be answered in a way that you did not expect. Release all that is not love. Let go. Let God. Again, feel the beautiful, overflowing love in your hearts. And notice the subtle warmth that is being felt as your heart expands. Embrace this loving energy and know that you are never separated from Source. Align your heart with this purifying energy and consciously raise your vibration. Let each breath that you take fill you with continued strength. And as you do, you will feel a heightened sense of awareness and renewed health. Each of you are connected to Source and are part of the great I Am presence. You are ascending, merged now with love, joy, and profound wisdom and compassion that await you. Please share these gifts with others and notice how you uplift and illuminate their lives. Forgive others and become empowered as you align with peace and grace. Forgiveness is purifying as it releases embedded toxins that have been living within. Beloved children, you are so loved. Honor yourselves and others and be open to receiving the gifts that each day holds. Be grateful for the blessings that have been bestowed upon you. The more that you are grateful for, the more you are able, open to receive. You are here to serve a higher purpose, and your existence is important. You are a perfect creation, and you are a representation of divine love. Be happy, be well, and be loved. It is your divine birthright. Be a blessing to someone today. Connect with your joy, and notice how your heart and your soul resonate with this beautiful energy. Allow joy to inspire you. It is the frequency of creation and your divine connection. And when life is tough, pray. When life is good, pray. I am always with you, pouring my love on each of you. Close your eyes and breathe, my beloved children. You will feel me holding you in my heavenly embrace. You are loved and you are protected always. I love you, Mother Mary.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. So that was our beautiful channeling from Mother Mary and Jesus.
That was
and
beautiful.
I'd like to say, you know what, Kat, in your testimonies, you mentioned some things, but I believe there are some things that you had not had the opportunity to mention yet.
So with the Mother Mary Sacred Rose, you mean?
You were going to mention something, I think, in regard to your daughter.
She
about a job that she, a
getting,
job that your
yeah,
daughter had.
She did. That's the thing. It not only helps Mother Mary's sound healing. Mother Mary does not just help us, but it extends to our family members, and it's just amazing the things that just come up. And so one of my daughters, she's a nurse, and she, surgical nurse, and she ended up wanting this one particular job because she had to coordinate it around her children and whatnot. So, lo and behold, she really did ask for prayer because she had, but at the end of the day, she ended up getting it, and it was perfect, and she did great, and she, went and traveled, and it was just an amazing experience for her, because, there was a lot of people who wanted that job, but she did end up getting it, and we were just ecstatic, and she was just said that was a really great moment. And great things really, happen for other people too. And, to include friends, giving support to things that support me and actually, DC on our journey. So, I don't know. It's very powerful indeed. But I do also have a testimony for the Mother Mary Sacred Rose. So this is after putting my intentions into the Mother Mary Sacred Rose. A miracle literally happened to someone close to me in his favor. And it was just so amazing. And in terms of my intentions, that you put into the Sacred Rose, it was the, power of prayer over alternative healing modalities to cure the root cause of cancer. And out of the blue, I was called, literally out of the blue, to be on an environment committee to rid the world and ourselves of cancer-causing chemicals that are in, not only our food, but, pesticides, herbicides, the water, our environment. It's detoxing, organs. I mean, some of these chemicals I couldn't even pronounce because these are a group of they have their chemically sensitive people. So they are amazing in sharing this information. So I was actually on the conference call today for a couple hours. And so I'm going to share all that information when I get the minutes back, because there's so many links, for instance, to, places that you could go, and you could put in, for instance, what is your ailment? And it'll come back with the chemicals that, causing this particular thing. And then also, there's a one test that I believe you could even get on Amazon. I'm just going to send it, but it's a hair test. And you take this piece of skin in your hair and it comes back and it will tell you if you have, mold, if you're the chemical is mold, or if it's, you need to detoxify from mercury or aluminum or whatever it is, going to come back and tell you what you need to detoxify from. And so I thought that was really very interesting to me. So I'm definitely going to do that, and I'll share the information. And then also, the woman who chaired this committee, she used what's called the rice machine, which I will get into later, to actually cure her own dog of cancer. So that, like I said, I'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But that, again, that just was from putting an intention in that Mother Mary Rose. So that was a big testimony.
Beautiful, Kat. That was truly beautiful. And I have to say, as well, I spoke of my friend and her mom, and her mom had a big mass, and they were going to operate because that's how big it was. And I guess she was in the hospital, and they went into the operating room, and under anesthesia, they found that, they must have taken a biopsy, but the mass was just swelling. They determined it was not cancer. And, you know, that was truly a miracle with the Mother Mary Sacred Rose healing. But then even after that, it was like a week or so later, 2 weeks, when she went back to the doctor, there was not even any more swelling. And the doctor said, there's nothing wrong with you. And she said, you know, what do you mean there's nothing wrong with me? You know, so that was amazing, you know. And I feel so blessed to be part of, you know, all these beautiful miracles. But then my friend, I gifted her a copy of the Mother Mary Sacred Rose Healing, and I said, please read it. It'll cover everything that you're concerned about. And she had called me like probably a week or so later. She said, you know what, I feel great. My mom is great. There's nothing wrong with my mom. My son had, she's telling me her son had a couple accidents. He was in a lot of pain. He had herniated discs. He did something really bad to his ankle, and she said he's feeling great.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just, it is so, so amazing. My goodness. So, it's so crazy and so amazing. And Mother Mary has been performing miracles that I've been a part of for years. And I'm just so blessed that we got together and we're connecting with all these amazing people that are listening to us, and they too have the opportunity to have miracles in their life as well. So it just amazes me from day to day, you know, the more that we hear about how people are, you know, receiving their miracles. So I feel so blessed, Kat.
I feel so blessed as well. I mean, it just shows that truly how connected we are with her and she is with us in terms of just when that sound healing started. Like, we saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it connects for a couple seconds there. But it's just the energy is getting, like, much more powerful, you know, and it does affect anything electronic.
Right.
So that's, like, you know, what happened with that, yeah.
Right.
It's just amazing. Now, are you going to talk about the Rife machine for healing cancer at this time? Okay.
So I was going to start real quick with, I just have something very quick about cancer, like the chakras affected and healing. It's just it's not long. But, you know, just briefly, cancer occurs, right, when abnormal cells develop and divide uncontrollably, infiltrating and destroying normal body tissue. And it can happen on many different levels, and symptoms vary depending on which parts of the body are affected. You know, some symptoms, and I made this very short, but some symptoms, you know, include fatigue, weight changes, skin changes, palpable lumps, unexplained and persistent muscle or joint pain, just to name a few. And some factors known to increase the risk of cancer include age, lifestyle, family history, you know, other health conditions, your environment, and chronic stress. So in terms of energy, cancer, you know, can be a result of longstanding resentment, deep hurt, that's been left unprocessed, ignored, or denied, and it manifests in carrying hatred, grief, or other toxic emotions, right? So this leaves an imbalance in your chakras. And for instance, you know, brain tumors need to be cleared from your crown chakra, lung cancer from the throat and heart chakra, cancers the thyroid, larynx, and esophagus from the throat chakra. Breast cancer must be cleared from the heart chakra. Cancers of the stomach, liver, intestines, and pancreas from the solar plexus, and, you know, prostate and rectal cancer from the sacral and root chakra. So that was just a quick little to do there about that. But in terms of the Rife machine for healing cancer, I'm going to give you what I was given. So the woman who gave this to me is the I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. And she was the one I was speaking about earlier in terms of the chemical causing agents. But one of the questions here, since she was interviewed, is tell me about yourself and your professional background. So after college, she worked in cardiovascular pharmaceutical research, and the company appreciated her work, and they gave her flexible paid, you know, for her graduate work at Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science. By the time she received her master's degree in pharmacology, she had several revelations in the lab and from family experience with mainstream medicine. And that woke her up to the fact that drugs are not the way to be healthy. She pursued work at a larger pharmaceutical company to discover that the profit over health atmosphere was even more pronounced there. So as she pondered her next step, she discovered she was pregnant. So when her son went to first grade, he started getting sick, but only at school. And in second grade, the teacher said he was extremely sick at the school and gave her a list of half the class that often went to the nurse with low-grade fevers, headaches, vomiting, and diarrhea. So this woman, she investigated to find that they were poisoning, that they were using a chemical and a cleaning agent, right, that was poisonous. And it's called DURSCAN. And that was sprayed monthly in the school. So it was the most widely used insecticide in the country at the time. And her son's test results were the same as a soldiers who were sprayed with sarin nerve gas and proved that he was poisoned by this pesticide. So she went public, and she was inundated with stories about others who were poisoned and disabled by this, you know, this pesticide. So they came out of the woodwork, and before she knew it, she had a coalition of people who were poisoned by the same cancer-causing agent as her son, who almost died. And she said to me at one time, she said, you know, it was God who, you know, worked with me, because otherwise, and I just started to chill, because I could never have done this by myself. Because, again, she has a coalition of people, and together they testified before the EPA, and the CERS ban was removed from all residential use in 2000. But at this point now, her other goal was now to find a way to get her son healthy again. So that began her journey into detoxing and other forms of alternative health care. So after years of speaking publicly and activism, she did start a detoxification business, which she no longer does, but she does speak on behalf and still works towards, getting rid of these chemicals. And again, you know, they're everywhere. So, so the next question is, please tell me about Lucy. Lucy is her dog, okay? And she found out that her dog is cancer. So she adopted this Australian Kelpie in 2010 when she was about a year old, and took her to get her rabies shot in 2011 and every 3 years after that. And then in 2017, the vet gave her a distemper vaccine. A 1-inch hard tumor formed at the site. To strengthen her immune system, she gave her dog turkey tail mushroom in her food, and the tumor softened but never disappeared. So eventually, she realized that the weight gain in her dog's abdominal area was actually had metastasized you know, it was the tumor. And in March of 2021, she was so bloated with cancer, she couldn't get up. So she decided it was time to put her dog down. But as she looked at the rice machine, she wondered if it would work on her dog. But not really knowing, she thought, why not? It's worth a shot. It works on people, right? So within 3 days, her dog's abdominal area shrunk dramatically, and she was literally running around the yard and going on long walks. So what is the rice machine? The rice machine was developed by Rural Rice in the 1920s, and he had invented a microscope that enabled great magnification of living organisms. He built a low-voltage electrical frequency generator and started testing various electrical frequencies on bacteria. After painstaking trying many different frequencies with no results, he dialed into 417,000 hertz, and all of the bacteria died. The research continued, and using various frequencies on various organisms. One of the first doctors to use it professionally was Dr. Milbank Johnson in his cancer and tuberculosis clinic in 1935. And after Wright and friends started a company to produce and sell the machines, the American Medical Association came after Wright and members of his board. And even though Wright won his case, the distress caused him to alcohol and the company failed. Still, many researchers over the years have continued research on their own and found effective frequencies for hundreds of diseases, including cancer. All had to avoid various attacks, unfortunately, by the American Medical Association and government. So how do you use it? The frequencies are conducted through positive and negative electrodes placed on the skin. She wondered how it would work on her dog. So she had the dog lay on one flat electrode and held the other on the top of her abdominal area. The first day, her dog was very uncomfortable, but every 5 minutes, she would give her dog a small treat and treatment. The destruction of cancer cells must have been painful at first, but with continued treatment, she learned that it was helping her. The dog learned that it was helping her, and the dog would actually come and lay by the machine when it was time for treatment. Imagine that. And sometimes she would even look at, her owner and, like, walk to the machine, like, asking for the treatment. Right, so the next question is, do you think it is the most effective treatment for Lucy or Doug? She said, although she used various supplements and some seemed effective, the rice machine was certainly the most effective, getting immediate results. Next question, what problems did you face? So she had COVID in October 2021 and was too tired to continue treating Lucy, but she didn't worry because her dog seemed totally better. And she was still giving her dog supplements like DHAGAT and turmeric in her food. Then in January 2022, she got dizzy and fell over, and her dog, and the cancer had gone to her brain. So, again, she was about to put her dog down, but thought, why not try the rice on her head? And it worked again. In a few days, the dog was running around the yard full speed. So this is amazing to me. So were you going to put her down at some point? So she said she almost put her dog down several times. She would get worse. Then she would change the frequencies. Or the time that she was treating her dog and add a supplement or two, and then she would get better again. And she watched for signs that she still enjoyed life. She loved food and ate well up until the very end. She loved people and would enjoy visits from everyone, especially children. And she loved their yard, and it was always filled with life out there. She even made friends with the fox that lived under the porch. And she loved her many back rubs throughout the day. But she started having trouble breathing at night. And again, she almost put her down several times when she had trouble, but then the next days she would be wagging her tail and eating and enjoying life. Only when she had three very difficult nights in a row did she follow through and, you know, and finally, you know, Lucy, her dog, died. So she was about 14 years old, and she had a very, very full and happy life. So how many treatments do you do per week, and how long does each treatment take? So after January 22nd, I treated her almost every day. And sometimes we would skip a day. The times varied from 20 to 40 minutes, and for a time, she treated her twice a day, trying to stay on top of the cancer and was obviously taking over at the end. But some people say that Rife machines don't work on cancer. What would you say to that? So early on, Rife was using very high wave frequencies in the hundreds of thousands or even over a million hertz, and these worked. Others started using lower square wave frequencies, and these did not work. This damaged his reputation. Was it sabotage or ignorance? Like, nobody will ever know. But treating cancer and other aggressive diseases takes skill and experience. And since, just as with drugs, the disease gets immune to one set of frequencies, which I found very interesting, and so, you know, they have to be varied. There might be other infections involved that need to be attacked, so that would have to be addressed. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Considering the failure of mainstream cancer treatments, she feels the Rife is much more effective. Next question, do you think research will expand in the study of frequencies, or will it stay an undiscovered field? The answer is mainstream cancer research is all about profit, not about curing anything. Even when they declare war on cancer, it's still the second leading cause of death. So according to the National Cancer Institute, in 2020, the latest available data, an estimated 1,806,590 new cases of cancer will be diagnosed in the United States, and 606,520 people will die from this disease, and an estimated 16,850 of them are children, adolescents from 0 to 19 will be diagnosed with cancer, and 1,730 will die of the disease. So the projected cost of cancer treatment in 2020 was $208.9 billion. So according to OpenSecrets.org, the pharmaceutical research and manufacturers of America raised nearly $527 million and spent roughly $506 million on the 2020 election. That's a record haul for the organization, which is funded by the world's most powerful pharmaceutical companies. This doesn't include the millions of direct donations and those spent on the lobbyists. There is too much money flowing from our tax dollars to the pharmaceutical industry than back to politicians to expect any meaningful regulation or research into something that would complete the pharmaceuticals. Funding for all large studies in the United States comes from the National Institute of Health, a government agency that benefits from the pharmaceutical industry. So it just kind of circles around is what she's saying, and everybody's hands are in, like, everybody's pockets, you know, and it really does come down to greed. And so, and look, if, you know, the Western world, right, if, you know, doctors, I'm not saying all Western medicine is bad, because it's not. But, you know, using alternative integrated medicine is really the way to go. So do you have any last thoughts that you would like to share with our audience?
That's amazing. Yeah, Kat, that is absolutely amazing. And it is just something that has to be really looked into more in depth, you know, and shared with as many people as we can share it with. It's so, so important. And
yeah,
I was guided today to an article that mentioned treating the emotional causes of cancer as well in animals.
How about that?
You know, so, yeah, I mean, they don't think about that, you know. I mean, they do think about, like, you know, the physical factors, of course, pesticides, nutrition, you know, genetics. But there are other factors that are, you know, as important, which involve, like, emotional imbalance. And that may be one of the most important factors that really need to be addressed so that these beautiful, you know, dogs like the one you mentioned, Lucy, they can, you know, they can really have, you know, a wonderful remission and an improvement in quality of their life as well. Because,
yeah,
you know, there are core emotional issues with animals, and they're not being addressed.
You're
because
right.
Because animals
so
live,
is,
you know, with the family.
One healing modality that's being used.
Yeah, but
so,
I mean, it's amazing,
yeah.
And it's a wonderful healing modality. And, you know, to add to it, you know, emotional, you know, the emotional causes why the animals
absolutely
do get cancer, you know, because the dogs take on the stress of their owner. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that we have to watch, because if a dog is in a house filled with stress or grief, it takes on the stress and the grief, you know, and the owner already knows what their core emotional issues are for themselves. But in the one instance that I was reading, one dog's cancer was noticed 3 weeks after another dog in the household died. And the dog was very attached to the other dog, obviously. And it's not, you know, it's not uncommon for animals to have similar emotional issues as the humans they live with. So, you know, in the one case, the dog's grief was the primary household emotion, because the dog had been very close, and then the remaining dog was in, like, a deeper grief than the human, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, dogs,
remember?
And they say, yeah, they say, though, like, dogs, much more than cats, are often so emotionally close to their owners that they often reflect, like, a certain core emotion of the owner rather than their primary, you know, emotions. So it's sort of like the dog copies and is trying to imitate, you know, their owner. So that's, you know, that's like another thing to really think about, you know. And there was another case where a female owner had two small children, and tragically her husband had died, and the dog had been continually listening to the sleeping children and then frantically running to alert the owner every time one woke up and cried. So what happened over time, the dog's immune system was run down by doing all this. And, you know, the health did improve, I guess, with some flower essences, elm, for over-responsibility and overburden, and I guess like olive as well for fatigue. So there are many different, you know, there are many different modalities. I mean, the rice machine we have to learn more about and, you know, like really go into that. And as you were saying that, you were mentioning earlier about, like, chemical sensitivities, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was one gentleman, Dr. Wright, he had an understanding of human physiology. And he was, you know, he was able to connect with this woman who was visiting. She was very, very sick with this multiple chemical sensitivity. And then he asked her who broke her heart. She burst into tears. And he was able to pray with her, and she received healing that she needed for her heart. So sometimes chemical sensitivity are connected, in fact, to a broken heart. And you know, 80% of diseases are spiritually rooted, okay? Even high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, you know, and some of these spiritually rooted diseases are actually the result of separation on, you know, one or more of three levels. Separation from God, His love, His word, separation from yourself, separation from others. Our spirits can become broken if we've experienced a breakdown in one of these levels, you know. So we've got to look at things like a little bit differently, and I think that's what we're starting to do, you know. And I just, you know, and then, you know, there's, then, you know, fear comes in, guilt comes in, shame comes in, and, you know, people are wondering why they're not healing. But you did mention, you know, the Rife machines, and I just went into healing frequencies with music. Now, to kill cancer, you could actually use music to kill cancer along with the Rife machine, and with that one, the 10,000 hertz plus 528 hertz plus 432 hertz are needed, and it destroys the cancer cells with sound music. And it brings about a beautiful super healing frequency, but it's a formulation of the three different, you know, amazing levels of the hertz frequency. And it can be used for so many different things. I mean, these sound healing frequencies, you know, the 528 and the 787 is a universal remedy right frequency. And that's amazing. They even have frequencies that someone has a viral infection or maybe like parasites. There is a, you know, 1150 hertz frequency for that. People that are experiencing kidney issues, for kidney cleanses, kidney pain, that would be 319.88 hertz. And that would, you know, help to have that organ to become healthy again. So we have so many different powerful Rife healing frequencies along with the Rife machine. And one of the most powerful, of course, again, would be the, you know, the 10,000 hertz with the 728 hertz combined and for restoration. And it even uses Tibetan bowls as a meditation. So, you know, you can whatever you can think of, there is a healing frequency. There's one for miracles. When you want, you know, when you want to connect with God and manifest, that would be 963 hertz. You can heal any disease, physical, mental, spiritual, using the binaural beats and nine solfeggio frequencies. And it, even if you're constipated, you know, there's a, you know, there is a frequency that actually connects to help you with that. And I just thought that, you know, this is all so, so amazing. I mean, it just blows my mind. And then I came upon today, for some odd reason, I came upon an article about Bruce Willis. And Bruce Willis, as we know, he has dementia now, right? And I guess there was a picture taken of him. He's 68 years old, and he does have, like, ongoing dementia, where one of his front teeth had fallen out. And they say that people with dementia, they're more likely to experience tooth decay and gum disease because sometimes it may be difficult for them to, you know, use proper oral hygiene, or sometimes they can't even tell you that they do have a toothache or something's wrong in their mouth, and it does go untreated, right? So even, you know, even with dementia, and things like that, there are so many different frequencies to help, like, anything and everything. I've just been, like, blown away. And I was looking up, you know, well, what can we do to help dementia? There's actually songs like Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly, You Are My Sunshine with Jimmy Davis, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Amazing Grace, Moon River, and I Want to Hold Your Hands by the Beatles. Now, isn't that amazing? And that also, amazing. There's frequencies. Yeah, there's frequencies, too, that we can use to help with dementia. And they would contain the 40 hertz. And it helps people with dementia to increase their cognition, their clarity, and their alertness. So there's so many different things that we can do. And sound machines are good for people that have dementia because sound stimulates and deep sleep, and it improves memory for people with pre-dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, like music therapy and all different, like, you know, there's so many different modalities, as we said, you know. But music therapy can help reduce anxiety, depression, help maintain speech and mm-hmm. language. And it is, as well, it is helpful at the end of life. It enhances quality of life. And it really even helps the, you know, the caretakers as well of these people. But I want to just say that, you know, like God is saying, you can be healed. And you've got to believe that. You can be healed. If there's something going on, you know, you can be healed. And please, you know, you must believe that. I mean, it's truly important that we believe that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with God, all things are possible. And, you know, we too can, you know, we can do the things that he has done. And Kat and I, we're proof of that because we have been doing, you know, God's work, you know, and people are being healed. You know,
yeah.
So I just, it
big
just
way.
Blows my mind. I mean, it truly, truly blows my mind. And a couple of things that I had, God is, you know, God wants each of us to know that there is power in your own hands to heal yourself. Okay, so we've got to believe we have the power of healing within our own hands. So we can lay, you know, our hands on others and we can help them heal. And, you know, we can lay our hands on ourselves and help any part of our body which is, you know, having an issue, there's disease. And know that God is with us at that time, and we're being healed. But we have to have faith, and we have to believe. And all you have
That's
to do,
it.
Too, if you lay your hands on yourself or someone else, all you have to say is, out in the name of Jesus. But you have to say it like you mean it. You have to say it with authority. And then we're letting
right.
the devil know that, hey, we have faith. We have authority. When we say, out in the name of Jesus, and you touch someone and, you know, you can get rid of whatever they're afflicted with because there is real power. And this power is, you know, there, but you have to believe in the power. Believe the power is in your hands and that you can do this. And I truly feel, Kat, that we have to all start believing that. And another thing that I was guided to say today is, you know, God is asking, why are you not talking to your mountain? Because as we know in Mark 11:23, Jesus says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So Jesus is saying to each of us right now, I'm saying this to you, whosoever is you. You know, it's me,
yes.
Whosoever is everyone listening. And
yes.
God, you know, they say God is no respecter of persons. That means that he loves us all equally. We're all equal in his eyes. So
yes.
This is, you know, this is really important because this is one way that you can do healing as well. You know, and it doesn't take long. You just say to whatever your issue is, consider that your mountain. Be thou cast into the sea. And you are commanding that mountain to do something because you know that, you know, who you are in Christ. And you have the power of God within you. And we have to know this, but we have to speak with authority at all times if we want to see miracles happen. And I'm not saying, like, yell at the top of your lungs or scream, but you really have to have authority in what you're saying because when we do this, that's letting the devil know that you have power. You know, and it's a command. It is a command. And as we know,
yep.
like all of this sickness and everything, where did it begin, Kat? It began with Adam and Eve when they didn't obey God. And that's where sickness actually originated. So up until that point, you know, there was no sickness. And I also have to say, one of my guides is Edgar Cayce, and I was guided to read this from his teachings. Healing of the human body might best be called a growth in consciousness, a new awareness of the divine within one's being. True healing, according to Edgar Cayce, is also an adventure in consciousness leading to new understandings. So he suggested that a healing of the physical body, it does not provide one with hope and spiritual nature of his being, and is, you know, saving a body for destruction and materiality. The two most common and widely used adventures that join the material to the spiritual are prayer and meditation. Both prayer and meditation are recommended and used regularly. So that, and that's what we do, right? We use the prayer and meditation.
Right.
And it was used, you know, in his clinics for upgrading, you know, clients of their for their physical bodies. So we really have to, you know, we have to take all of this and, you know, really think about it. And prayer and meditation are very, very powerful. So when we use them, you know, we're desiring to bring, you know, growth of consciousness. And that characterizes true healing. And, you know, and it's a belief that we know that, you know, we will be healed. So, you know, there's a lot of spiritual insight that goes along with healing. And one of, you know, the most beautiful prayers that I really love to say as well is the Memori prayer, Cal, with Mother Mary. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. So I don't know if you say that one, but I mean, I just, like, absolutely love that, the Memori prayer.
I don't say that one, but I say many prayers.
Prayer is not asking, it's a longing of the soul. I remember that one.
Yes, and it energizes the heart to a believer through the power of the Spirit. And when we consistently pray, we release the power of God's blessing on our lives and our circumstances. It's a mighty weapon that can't be used. And, you know, if we're looking for a true miracle, we can also turn to, you know, one of the most powerful forces that I know to intercede for us. And who is that but Mother Mary?
Yes.
Because she is the patron saint of all of humanity. And Mother Mary cares deeply and truly for each one of us. You know, and when we pray to her, like, you feel that, you know, all is well. And it feels good. And, you know, I know that we, you know, you and I say the rosary, we say Hail Mary. These are all important tools that should never be overlooked.
Right.
So there's many ways, you know, to heal, and I just feel like, for me, like I said, prayer is one of the most powerful. And I'm just going to add one little prayer, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Kat. The most powerful healing prayer that was said by Padre Pio. Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for sending your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, to the world to save and to set me free. I trust in your power and grace that sustain and restore me. Loving Father, touch me now with your healing hands, for I believe that your will for me is to be well in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Cover me with the most precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Cast anything that should not be in me. Root out any unhealthy and abnormal cells. Open any blocked arteries or veins and rebuild and replenish any damaged areas. Remove all inflammation and cleanse any infection by the power of Jesus' precious blood. Let the fire of your healing love pass through my entire body to heal and make new any diseased area so that my body will function the way you created it to function. And touch also my mind and my emotions, even the deepest recesses of my heart. Saturate my entire being with your presence, love, joy, and peace. And draw me even closer to you every moment of my life. And, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to do your work so that my life will bring glory and honor to your holy name. I ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I love it.
So
it's
that's
beautiful.
What I had to add, Kat, you know, in regard, you know, to sound healing and really like how powerful prayer can be.
Yeah. I mean, there's prayers that you can pray, like novenas, if you pray to the saints,
yeah,
which I do. And, you know, they have, it'll say, like, who gave, where their prayer came from, and, you know, whether it was an emperor or whatever. But, it, you know, some of these prayers are miracle prayers, and they
are.
It never failed. I mean, like, these, you know, so you have to be really intentional,
yeah,
in what you want and what you're praying for.
And they do that. Like, the Memori prayer, it's a 30-second prayer that will change your life and it will change the world. And I truly believe that. And they also,
yeah,
wanted, they also mentioned, like, songs, you know, like beautiful songs. And Donna Corey Gibson sings the Memori, and she sings all of these beautiful prayers. So it adds just another, you know, another way to say these prayers is listen and sing with her, you know?
Yes. There's
because
so
that too
ways.
Is powerful. Oh, there are. There are so many ways. It's absolutely,
yeah,
beautiful.
St. Jude. The one I'm talking about right now, that was, and I use St. Jude all the time, but this is the miracle,
yeah,
prayer request from St. Joseph. And it says that this prayer was found in the 15th year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in 1505.
Mm-hmm.
It was sent from the Pope to Emperor Charles when he was going into battle. Whoever shall read this prayer or hear it or keep it about themselves shall never die a sudden death or be drowned, nor shall poison take effect of them, neither shall they fall into the hands of the enemy, or shall be burned in a pyre, or shall be overpowered in battle. Does it say for 9 mornings, for anything you want, that you may desire? It has never been known to fail, so be sure you know what you really want. So, but that's just one of many. And so,
yeah, I mean,
on,
that's
though,
absolutely.
Yeah, but
and with us,
prayers,
with our beautiful healing, you know, the channeled healing, I mean, that too is a very powerful, it can be considered a prayer, and it does, you know, work with anything that you're having an issue with.
Yeah.
So it really encompasses everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, prayer is very powerful.
Yeah, and it just comes in so many different forms as well. So, but I wanted to share a documentary on this was a documentary that relates to just what we were talking about earlier. It's about healing and about it's from actor. So the documentary that actor comedian Johan Hill, he interviewed a psychiatrist, Phil Stutz, who walks viewers through his signature visualization exercises and the tools and techniques used to help Johan to heal his mental health issues related to self-worth, grief, and depression. So unlike many therapists who just sit and listen and wait for the patient to open up to them, which is pretty mainstream, this psychiatrist, Dr. Stutz, takes a more active role in the process by giving his patients tangible steps to healing by getting to the root cause of the problem. So he basically says, do this and do it when I tell you to do it and you will get better. Like, he is that, you know, strong-willed and minded, and just he's had so many, you know, patients that have really, truly recovered long-term from these tools and techniques that he uses. So, like, you know, you ask, like, what are some of these tools and techniques? Well, he describes each of them as a simple step, like an action or a bit of forward motion, which can change someone's inner state immediately. So according to Dr. Stutz, it's taking an unpleasant experience and thought and transforming them into opportunities. So by turning these problems into possibilities, this gives patients the propulsion, feeling that they can make big changes. The tools are visualization exercises, which is what he gives to his, their hand-drawn illustrations on cards that he gives his patients as reminders of what to do, which repeatedly turns the most complicated concepts into something manageable. So this psychiatrist himself has Parkinson's disease, and he is a more visual person. So opposed to taking notes, because it's hard for him to write, he draws, and those were his actual progress notes during therapy sessions, right? But it ended up where these drawings, he ended up also, giving to his patients, and it turned out that it was so, Johan explained the purpose for making this documentary about his psychologist was not only to tell about his psychiatrist, story, but also to bring these tools, techniques, and their learnings to everyone to help them. So the first tool is what he calls aspects of reality, which really can't be avoided. And this is everyone, which is pain, uncertainty, constant work, right? So the second tool is what he calls the life force model. And this is, I love this. This is what gives his patients a sense of meaning, a life purpose. Three layers to this life force model. So you see him drawing a triangle, like a pyramid. And at the bottom of the triangle is a person's relationship with his or her physical body. And the second level is the patient's relationship with other people. And at the top of the pyramid of the triangle is the relationship with ourselves. So this is, to me, self-actualization, right, and healing. And so the psychiatrist states that even if you've embraced the aspects of reality and are getting better at working on your life force, it doesn't mean that the work you'll need to do going forward easy, especially when judgment, adversity, if you believe in punishing circumstances, can trigger a dark side of your psyche. Dr. Stutz calls Part X and describes it as an invisible force that keeps patients from changing. It's like Part X is a villain on the journey of a patient's evolution as a human here on Earth. And Part X tells you that you can't, and what's the use, and just give up now. So once the patient understands and embraces the unavoidable aspects of reality, right, their life force and their Part X, it's time to dig deeper into the tools and techniques of healing. So one such tool is called the String of Pearls. And here, Dr. Stutz draws a line and put circles on that line. Pearl is an action step. And each action step has the same value no matter what it is. So this means that every small or large action step that we do, brush our teeth, decide to end or start a relationship, or get out of bed in the morning, for instance, counts equally and moves you forward, because you're doing something to move forward. So only you can put the next pearl on the string. However, within each string of pearls or action steps is a dark spot, which is a reminder the efforts aren't always perfect, and that's okay. The key here is to acknowledge that and just keep adding to the string anyway. The shadow, according to Dr. Stutz, and the shadow is the part of yourself that you're ashamed of, the part of you that you wish did not exist. The brilliant part of Dr. Phil Stutz's tool here is that he says to talk to your shadow and ask it how it feels about you. And ask it, just like you were saying, talk to it, right? So, and ask it how it feels to be denied and avoided. Another, you know, in order to work with the shadow part of yourself, he asks his patients to visualize it, honor it, engage with it. So here, think of part X as your doubts and deepest fears and the shadow part of you as the byproduct of believing whatever part X tells you. The next tool is called the snapshot or the realm of illusion, because most people are always on the hunt for the perfect experience, right? The perfect partner, the perfect job, something outside of themselves when they should be looking inward. So the snapshot is described as having, for instance, no movement. It's still. It's a fantasy, and therefore people become crippled by it as it's an illusion. So Johan Hill says that even with success as a comedian and an actor who had all the awards, the money, he ended up stuck in the snapshot, like this realm of illusion, for many, many years, where he found you know, he felt very insecure and became more and more depressed. The next tool is called the maze, and it's a visualization of a quest for fairness and reason that keeps people stuck in the past. So it's putting their life on hold, basically, by clinging to anger and resentment and other emotional and psychological baggage. So finally, Johan Hill talks in length about how his psychiatrist, Dr. Phil Stutz, tools, techniques, and teachings changed his life dramatically for the better. And he states he'll always need to continue to work on himself. However, now he can finally enjoy himself and others and accept and confront anything that comes at him in this life. So examples of Dr. Stutz's visualization is active love, flow and loss process. So a visualization for active love is to close your eyes and imagine the entire universe composed entirely of loving energy. Then visualize your physical self absorbing all that love and taking it into your heart. Then imagine taking all of that concentrated love and emitting it onto another person or a negative experience that has stayed with you. Radical acceptance is not judging yourself or others or needing the approval of others to feel valued. Or imagining some future situation that hasn't happened yet. It's about accepting all parts of yourself and allowing them to exist in harmony. And the grateful flow is explained by Dr. Schultz as thinking of your unhappiness, like how do you penetrate that cloud and let the light in. He states the way to achieving this is through gratitude, as gratitude gives us the ability to break through any haze of negative thought and create the grateful flow in your own mind, which I thought was beautiful. With loss processing, a visualization, Dr. Stutz states that most people have a hard time processing loss and grief, and he states that we should fearlessly pursue the things that we want, but also teach ourselves to be totally unafraid to let things go. He goes on to ask us to visualize ourselves hanging from a branch and ask ourselves, using visualization, the falling is gentle, and recommends visualizing your physical self falling onto the surface of the sun, and once there, your physical body disappears. absorbed by the sun's energy, where you then get transformed into light. So that I felt was very relevant, and it's a very interesting documentary about a patient interviewing a psychiatrist. Are you there?
That was truly amazing. Yes, I was listening. Yes, that was truly, truly amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah. You don't find that often, right? And it's also, about mental health and, you know, making it more mainstream and just putting it out there, you know?
Definitely.
Right. So you want to do
it? And I just feel we're on this healing journey. You know, we're looking at the aspects, you know, of science and everything that we read about, and also we connect with the spirituality. And I feel it's just, like, really beautiful and amazing.
Yeah. So this psychiatrist is both. He's definitely not mainstream. He's definitely both. He's very spiritual, you know, and, you know, and where he goes here. And so he does both. And I, but if people want to watch the documentary, I didn't mention everything because there's much more to the story, but this was, a lot of what we were talking about, that
right.
was relevant to my show. So, but it's time for...
No, that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. What the great
really
moment. Do you want to go first?
Well, you know, my most recent What the Bleep moment, I did speak about the little girl who transitioned to heaven when she was 17 months old. And when I went out to a restaurant with my friend, we were just talking, and I was, you know, telling my friend about this beautiful little girl. And I said, it just, you know, I knew her mom when her mom was a little girl, and I knew this little girl's grandfather. And we were talking, and all of a sudden there was like a whoosh of cold air that went by us, and we were sitting, you know, in a, like in a row, and there was my friend, myself, and she felt the whoosh, I felt the whoosh of the cold air at our in, around our knees, and we looked down, and we didn't, and then we looked at each other like, what was that? Then there was like a seat between us, and then there was a gentleman and his wife, and they both are looking down. Everybody's looking down, and we just happened to look at them. They looked at us, and the guy, you know, he just yelled out, what the heck was that? And the woman, his wife, was so cute. She said, oh, I think it was just a little, it was a spirit saying, I'm glad you're having a good time. And that's how she sounded. And I said, well, I said, you're not far off. I said, it was a little spirit, and I told the couple about the little girl, and the gentleman got freaked out. I mean, it freaked him out to the max. And he just said, you know, I'm never coming back here again. So probably like 5 minutes later they left. But when I was laying in bed, I was laying there, my dog was on one side of me, and I felt someone like just like leaning on me, and I felt it was this beautiful little girl. She was just cuddling up to me the one night in bed.
Aww.
So it was just absolutely. It was like a beautiful what the, you know, it was a beautiful what the bleep moment.
Sure is.
So what about you, Kat?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many. So I'm at the beach here. There is, at night, each night, there's like sensors that are going off telling me that there's someone at the front door. And like a bug flies by, it won't do that. An animal, maybe, but like there's steps here. So you have to actually walk up steps and then onto like a porch. And so, but it's not only in the front, it's in the back and it's on the side. It's everywhere. So what is that? I don't know. And so I got up a couple of times to look, and nothing there. But, you know, you just, I don't sense it's anything bad. But again, you know, you just want to say, okay, let's just hang out. You know, there is a what's a bleep moment that happened. It's only coming to me now because my friend who's sick, she ended up going to the beach and was able to enjoy that moment. And that was just recently. Well, she stayed in the same hotel that I had stayed in not too long ago. And,
yes.
and it was room, I still remember it was room 404. So anyway, so I go in there and this is a very, very old hotel. Like it's hundreds of years old and it's very Victorian and it's beautiful actually, but it's very, very different than any other hotel. But the rooms are fantastic. They're beautiful. Everybody has a balcony. And there's like, they're just big rooms, you know, so like you can open the door and listen to the sound of the waves. And, you know, there's, it's just a very, they're very nice rooms. And anyway, I walk in there and a friend of mine was with me and all the drawers were pulled out in my room and then the bathtub was filled with water and to the very top and it was so warm. And so we're like, what the heck is happening? Like, what is this? And you could feel an eerie feeling. So it was kind of creepy. So anyway, I called downstairs and the man, he said, oh, my gosh, this has never happened. Drawers had never been pulled out like this. And I don't know what this water's doing here. Like, it was just so, you know, I would have liked him to say, oh, this has happened before. Or, you know, no big deal. But he was just so shocked himself and freaked out that he's like, oh, my God. So then he called somebody else up. You know, and they're like, oh, my gosh. And so, anyway, I just decided that whatever spirit was there, I just said, you know what? It's all good. You can have the room. And, you know, we're friends. So,
yeah, that's
a... They pushed me to visit. They gave me a different room. But that was a what the bleep moment.
We share a what the bleep moment because every time we connect on the phone in your home, your dog
barks,
hearing us. And we share a similar, like we had the same name. Your dog now, I had a dog with that name when I was a little girl. And I just feel it may be the same dog because every time he hears us talking, he won't stop until... You know, we pay attention to him.
Yeah.
And this is ongoing. It doesn't.
It's everything. It's all the time. And you say, he just will not stop. And he knows your voice. And he just, you know, he wants us really to talk to us and just, you know, to get that attention and. You know, what you talk to him, I talk to him. But that is a true story. It's every single time.
Yeah, but
yeah,
the shared with the bleep.
Yeah, without him hearing your voice and just going.
It's just amazing, and I laugh because I feel it's the same dog, you know. I mean, decades and decades ago, but I feel it's just so unbelievable, you know.
Absolutely.
We've shared quite a bit of the bleep moments. I mean, you've shared pictures with me that one of them that your son had drawn, and it was Archangel Michael, and when I looked at it, it started to move on the page. It was animated, and he kept moving his hair with his hand, and I remember you saying, my son does that with his hair, you know, and I mean, there's so many what the bleep moments that we've shared.
And then so you said put in a frame, because it started moving, and then I did. I put it in the frame, and it literally, like, jiggled out of the frame.
Wow.
So it was moving again. This is the Mighty Archangel,
yes.
Michael, drawing that Harrison, my son drew. Yeah. But that was wild. When I saw it out of the frame, I was just like, oh, my goodness. All right. So I put him back, and, you know, but he constantly, it's just, it won't stay in the frame. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's just unbelievable. But, and, you know, the healing scripture that was in the one from Psalm 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. I had gotten a message, and then you had sent me the picture, and the message was in the picture as well, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is, like, so bizarre. Yeah, like, God was speaking to the two of us at the same time.
Right. Because I remember it was on the dream catcher, because we were talking about dream catchers, and that was...
Yeah.
But I had no idea that that's really what you had seen as well. And that was what...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, we see things at the same time, and then... May take a couple minutes or so, but we, you know, then we realize it's, you know, something that we're sharing,
God.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just so amazing. It blows your mind, because it's just like, sort of like what I think they call like a little God wink, you know, like they're watching us and they're watching us together. And they do love the craziness that we share as well. And Mother Mary tells me that often. She, you know, she does have a good laugh every now and then.
Yeah.
And she calls you Cat and I'm mainly crazy, so we make a good pair. You know, we blend very well.
That's right. That's right. But you're right. There is it's time. And
all the time. Yeah. I mean, it's just one ongoing. My whole journey with the spirituality is like a what the bleep moment. You know. I mean, for me, like, people say, well, you know, how did you get into this? I said, if I tell you, you're not going to believe me. You know, when I started just to watch the Long Island Medium, that's how I got into where I am today.
Right.
And it's just connect with your joy. Connect with your joy, and you'll get to where you need to be. I mean, I would, you know, my niece, she's 23 now. My gosh, she was so young. And we watched the Long Island Medium, and they had, like, the one day they had a marathon. I think we watched, like, 6 episodes. And my husband had come home. He said to me, who do you think you are, the Long Island Medium?
Well, little did he know.
Yeah, little did he know, you know. So not long after that, I started my journey on air. But, I mean, I didn't know I would be doing what I'm doing. I wasn't on this journey per se, you know, so they really had to get my attention. Like I said, I had like a big, oh my gosh, like 2 pounds of cookies in an unbreakable bowl, thank goodness, flew off my countertop onto my tile floor. I had cookies and sprinkles all over the place. And then my husband saying, what are the rats around here? Like that was a big bowl of cookies, you know, and I just started to laugh. And my cousin's friend from the other side, like I said, I wasn't on this journey. She began to text me on the phone, and I was gasping, you know? And I was trying to, like, to erase this message as soon as it was coming in. But then I felt like Spirit sitting on me, and I couldn't move, so I had to listen. So if you guys are interested in your spiritual journey, listen. It makes it a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah. But that's really crazy when your friend actually texts you. Like, I've had that happen before. And
my cousin's friend from the other side. And she was just a talker, I guess. And, I mean, it was coming in, like, in as a text message. Hi, you know, this is Connie. And she just kept, like, it kept writing. And nobody's touching the phone. And it was coming, like, on my side, like, where I would be texting. And I was just, like I said, gasping, like, oh, my gosh, like, how is this happening, you know? But as I went further on my journey, the craziness continued. I mean, it has continued. I've had people that I've connected with where things fly off, like my countertops, they're up in the air, they're all around the place, and I'm saying it's your grandmother. She doesn't behave, you know? So it's hysterical. And a lot of people that are just like, you know, that's their first reading. I'm like, can you behave a little bit? I mean, this is like uncalled for. But it is so funny.
Right.
And I can't wait to see what we have upcoming, Kat. You know, I think we have a lot of, you know, a lot of amazing adventures together.
Definitely. Well, definitely. So the vision's there, the Mother Mary, Jesus, they're there coming in strong and totally making themselves known. And even it's kind of still what's a bleep moment for me with just what happened with the sound healing, Mother Mary sound healing. Like, I just wanted to say, like, oh my God, like we just jumped up again, and then, you know, we're holding hands, and then, you know, she came, and I'm just, and then you said it first, and I was like,
that was the second time that we did that. It's amazing. And I have to tell you, like, in the studio today, we had a lot of people calling in, listening. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful.
So that we're helping them on their spiritual path. They're exploring. They're discovering. And I think we've given them a couple tools to put in their spiritual toolbox. But
absolutely.
I want to say we have a couple minutes. Do you have a... any kind of card or anything? Is there anything else that you want to give before we leave?
So quickly.
Okay,
well,
we have 5 minutes. I was just wondering
thanks
if there was anything else that you
wanted to. I do. So I pulled an Oracle card for the collective from the Angels of Abundance deck, and two cards actually jumped out. And the first one is Visualize Abundance in All Forms. The message is God gave you such great spiritual power that everything you visualize eventually becomes reality. So hold a steady vision of that which is beautiful, healthful, positive, and filled with blessings, and that is what you will experience. And the second card that we were talking about, the message is, it's called the Power of Prayer. The message is giving this situation to God for uplifting and healing, and be open to miracles. Heaven's unlimited resources, love, and answers are awaiting your prayers. Be sure to act upon the divine guidance of God that God gives you in response to your prayers. I mean, how perfect is that?
That's
amazing.
Again,
very synchronistic. And I pulled these cards earlier, in the day. So it was,
you know what, I had seen a number earlier, and I looked it up, and it was all about, you know, staying connected with the divine, and the angels are with us, you know, and letting us know that we're going to keep going forward. I see, like, a lot of growth and a lot of development. And we're just encouraged to help support others. So I just felt like, wow, like it. There's signs everywhere. There's messages everywhere. You know, and I just think it's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I can't hear, you know, I can't hear Mother Mary. I can't hear Jesus. You know, I don't even hear the angels. Well, you know, if you notice a number, like, on your clock, if you notice a number anywhere, you know, write it down if you don't have time to look it up, but then look it up, because it is a message that you need to hear. It's a beautiful message that you do need to hear. So the angels will figure out, like, a way to connect with you.
Oh, yeah. I see this all
the
time. And
me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we see 7-Eleven a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So we notice that even when we're sending texts to each other, right?
Whatever, like, we're talking about, like, a number will come up and it'll just really, like, give us a message, and it's just like, we're so used to it now, but it's always beautiful, really, really beautiful.
Right. All right, so we have 90 seconds, so I just wanted to
close the show. Thank you, DC, for everything. It was just a beautiful show, and I just want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in and listening. And we are here to help you and, you know, give you, again, these tools and techniques and just things to put in your spiritual toolbox, you know, for your, you know, health, well-being,
yeah,
and healing. And, you know, again, the power of prayer and everything that we talked about tonight is just for your own well-being and healing. And we do these things for ourselves. And so that's why we share them. So
yeah.
I want to thank you again. And God bless and have a wonderful week. And we'll see you next Monday. All right. Good night.
Yes, thank you, Kat. Good night, everyone.